hey guys, of course I had to do that. I mean, come on, the Juice Box. It would only be appropriate to play the Juice Box by the Strokes. So, this is my first show, and I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on. The Juice Box is filmed by me, is done by me, Aussie, and my co-pilot, Kay Sully. Say hello, Kay Sully.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, and we're going to begin with my first segment called The Daily Squeeze. I know, pretty corny, but all right.
I think it fits.
The Daily Squeeze. So, apparently, Miley Cyrus is in the news again. She has been on and off on all the tabloids. So, this time, she decided to get a cake for her boyfriend, Liam Neeson. Do you know who Liam Neeson is?
I don't really know who Liam Neeson is. I don't follow Miley
He's
Cyrus.
Pretty gorgeous. I mean, props for her, but...
Good for her, then.
So, she got a penis cake for him. I think it's pretty actual down to...
It's not like Hannah Montana, though.
It's pretty life. It's lifelike. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, wow.
It's a lifelike penis cake that she got for Liam Neeson on his birthday. And, you know, Miley Cyrus, known for doing provocative things. Just lick the cake in front of cameras, TMZ.
No way. When was this? This
was pretty recent. This was probably, I think it was today, actually.
Oh, wow. That's pretty wild. That's an idea you have to come up with.
I mean, happy birthday, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, here's but I mean, that also cake. Is just like, oh, like, I want attention. I don't know. Like,
let me dance on
cameras,
a stripper pole. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Miley Cyrus, not a fan. You guys will soon learn that I am not a fan of Miley Cyrus. I am a fan of her boyfriend, Liam Neeson. Not a fan of Miley Cyrus. Also, I don't know how many of you guys out there like McDonald's, but it's getting to the point where I thought I liked McDonald's for a while, but I mean, they're using pink slime.
The
to
things
fill
you
in
learn
the-
about that, you can't like McDonald's after a while. Just all the facts. I don't know, like chicken nuggets. Did you hear that? Where it's like not even a huge percentage of actual chicken
now they're saying that the hamburger's meat isn't even hamburger meat,
so it's just like what
it's,
is
it's
it?
Pink no there's pink. Like it's ammonium hydroxide and it's a pink slime that they're just using. That's what, if you ever cut a hamburger in half, it's pink. I've noticed that and I've thought, oh, whatever, it's just a weird like- hamburger. No, it's like ammonium hydroxide.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and other fast food outlets have done that. I mean, Burger King was all like, you know, they just jumped on it going, oh, well, we don't do that.
Yeah, and but I'm sure they have the similar food.
I know. Taco Bell, they also had a really bad controversy thing going on.
Yeah. It's just ignorance is bliss, man. I would love to eat that food, but it's
eat
so
without
gross.
Knowing.
Yeah.
All this was discovered during Jaime Oliver's show, Food Revolution. You know, he just came out and said, hey guys, this is what's going on. This is what's happening in McDonald's. So, I mean, it's just, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
I also want to let you guys know Coachella's coming up.
Very excited.
So,
definitely promising.
In the next preceding weeks, we're going to have a countdown to Coachella. We're going to be playing various artists who are going to be playing there. Not only Coachella artists, but mainly Coachella artists. I don't know if you guys were listening to me on Music Central with Johnny last week, but someone's going to Coachella. I wonder who that person
possibly
is.
Possibly you, Aaron.
No, not me. Oh wait. Yeah, it is me. I am going to Coachella. So Coachella's coming up and we have this little tidbit by the Black Keys, who are playing at Coachella.
Yay!
Can't get enough of that. Black Keys. I mean, like, can you believe it's only like about a few months away?
I know. You can Coachella, just say weeks Coachella. And that makes sense.
Coachella, Coachella, Coachella. It's just, oh man, I just, Coachella.
It's going to be fun.
3-day rock concert in the Indio Desert. Just a bunch of hooligans doing shenanigans and other very, oh, talking about shenanigans. I'm going to have this segment every week called the Hero of the Week. Since this is my first show, I don't have all those cool sound effects, but trust me, I like have tons of ideas for this Hero of the Week segment. So basically, it's a bunch of people who I think deserve medals, some type of award to recognize how awesome they are. Sure, we, you know, acknowledge amazing firefighters who just, you know, save kittens from trees, and they're just so honored. Ooh, firefighters.
These are very different but types of heroes, right?
Very different. No, they're the same. They're the same as these types of heroes. So, my best friend, Ralph. Let's say this. He's going to be my best friend for today. Ralph, he's a 68-year-old man, and He was accused of punching kids in the back of their heads at Walmart.
It's just terrible.
No, he's my best friend. He deserves to be recognized as much as any firefighter or policeman or hero should be honored. I mean, come on, kids are so annoying.
Yeah, but you can't just go around hitting kids in a Walmart. I mean, what did this guy do? Did he buy anything at all?
he just went to go look at things. He would go solely for the purpose of going to punch little kids. And to make things worse, he would just go there, punch them. But no, it wouldn't just be a little sucker punch, just a little, hey, kid, let me just give you a little punch because, you know, I see you there. No, it was, I'm going to put my keys in my fist and give you a little something to remember me by. So, you know.
Where were the parents for this, though?
Oh, the parents were right there. But come on, if your little son were to come up to you and say, Mom, that little 68-year-old man just punched me. You're probably not going to believe him.
That's true.
Yeah. So the way they caught him was he punched a set of twins. And when both of those little boys told their mother, the mom, like, just grabbed the old man, took him to the security place, and they showed him the video.
Just him punching these kids.
Yeah, they had evidence of him punching these little kids. And apparently he had been doing this for months.
Wow.
So it wasn't just, oh, this is going to be my sport of the week. It was...
This is a hobby.
That's such a fun hobby.
I guess he's a good hero.
Well, so he's going to win. He wins the award for today as Hero of the Week. We need more people like this guy. I'm just saying. Kids these days. Kids these days. They're just... with their rock and roll music and their Coachella
concerts.
Their Coachella. Yeah, that's my stuff of the week. Next week, I believe there will be something having to do with a horse.
Really?
I already have it planned out. All right, now we're going to be playing this awesome song by Phoenix. I don't know how many of you guys listen to Phoenix, but they're one of my top faves. All of you guys know them for their classic 1901, but I'm going to play you something off their side album. It is called Lasso.
Do what you do to me. Forever is
Hey guys, you are listening to The Juice Box with Aussie and her special guest, Kay Sully. You are now listening to radio.dominican.edu, and you guys just missed one of the best stories ever about this awesome old man. The awesome old man who loves to punch little kids at the back of their heads. So now I'm going to go into this. I kind of noticed this a while back, but today it just kind of really hit me. Girls get away with a lot of shiz.
Like what type of stuff?
Like, I mean, you can always say you're having girl problems or...
Oh, yeah, and just come up with that excuse.
Or, Dad, I need money. It's for girl stuff.
It's true, yeah.
I mean, you can get away with anything. All you have to do is say it's a girl thing.
I know so many people that got out of classes or just stayed home from school last year.
Exactly. You just put a little sugar on it and guys just, oh, don't want to hear it. No, not for me. No, thank you. But I mean, come on. It's, get over it. Girls have periods. I mean, seriously. Like, it's, I mean, well, then again, we deserve it. We have to give birth. Oh, are we making you uncomfortable? Okay, I'm sorry that there's only one boy in the studio and I don't want to overpower him with all this feminicity. Is feminicity a word?
I guess it could be for now.
Let's make it a word of the day. Super Bowl Sunday's coming up.
That is true, 49ers.
Well, no, not the 49ers anymore, actually.
I know. But the New England Patriots.
You could hear people screaming from down the hall.
Yeah.
No, Niners lost.
Such a sad day on campus.
It was a really sad day on campus. I mean, people were walking around crying, ripping up their Niners jerseys, the whole...
Just throughout the whole game, you just heard people screaming.
The whole 49ers yard. I'm sorry. I had to do that. I had to. I was listening to this song the other day. I mean, Pandora comes up with some really good stuff. I mean,
what song were you listening to?
It's this awesome song. It's by Ben Folds and Regina Spektor. I really wish they were playing at Coachella. There it is again, Coachella. It's just magic. That word countdown to Coachella. And I actually want to play it for you guys right now. So this is You Don't Know Me by Ben Folds.
I want to ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange that we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one's head. Things I felt but I never said. You said things that I never said, so I'll say something that I should have said long ago.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You could have just brought me up on the table like a mannequin. Stand up and paint me.
Paint me
the face that you wanted me to be seen. We're damned by the existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma, and it was, we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes. Yeah, sure, trace and memorize, but can you go back once you know?
You don't know.
On every dog who occasionally
trying to say is
what
I'm trying to tell you is not gonna come out like I wanna say it, cause I know you'll only change it.
Say it.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
Ending drop. You are listening to The Juice Box with Aussie on radio.dominican.edu. And my co-star, oh, can't forget you.
can't forget me.
My co-star, Kate Sully. The Sully machine.
Sully Magoo.
Sully Magoo.
Another nickname.
Okay. I don't know if any of you guys have been watching the YouTube channel. It's not a real channel. I'm just kidding. But YouTube does have this variety of things called Shiz Blankety Blank Says.
To someone else.
It's just, this is a terrible example. Like, for example, my favorite one, Shiz Girls Say.
Just in general.
Girls.
Our other conversation.
I actually want to play you guys a clip of this Shiz Girls Say because... I think I can relate. Can you relate?
I can relate to it. I can relate to it. Yeah. It's definitely just, what we say.
It's definitely what I say.
You near a computer? Can you read this and see if it makes sense? Can you look something up for me?
Could you do me a huge favor?
Could you not do that, please?
Could you pass me that blanket? Could you turn it up a bit?
Sorry, can you just turn it down a little bit?
Oh, I had such a good sleep.
I had to get up at like 6 this morning.
Reach in my bag.
Go into my purse.
Did I lock the door? Yes.
What's my password?
Listen to this email. Listen. Shut up.
How appropriate is it for us to show like a video on the radio?
I know, you can't really see it.
It's like you guys can see it.
Twinsies!
Like a doily. You look good.
No, you're not.
First of all, ew.
I know, right?
I mean, get it together.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not even joking right now.
This is my biggest pet peeve, listening to people chew.
That's me.
All of the
24/7. That is the video of my life. The woman playing this role,
is actually a guy.
No, it's the woman. That's me. Oh, wait. No, it's not. This new one. I actually just saw it. It's called Shiz White Girls Say to Latinas. And since Kay Sully here is what you would call a gringa.
I don't even know what that means.
Spanish, so I can say whatever I want. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious if we can relate here to this one.
Are you Spanish? I can't even tell you're Spanish. You don't even look Spanish. Hey, chica! No, I mean, like, where were you born? You are so dark. Do you go tanning? I love chalupas. Your hair is so curly. Can you make those? Oh, you're from Ecuador. How exotic. We don't have a lot of those here. It's like a Mexican wrap.
All the way.
OMG. Her last name is Garcia too. Are you related? Lupe, why does it smell like marijuana in here? Would you ever date a white guy? Can you, like, not speak Spanish with your friends around me? Rude.
Erin, that's you when you call your parents or your aunt.
So, Katie here, she doesn't speak Spanish. She actually... Katie, can you do me a favor? No, can you say bueno?
Bueno?
No. Bueno.
I'm learning, though. I'm learning one word at a time.
Learning isn't the same as... Okay, well, anyways, Katie, you were just...
I got Hugo. Hugo's juice, right?
Hugo,
not Hugo.
Hugo's a name.
I'm just embarrassing myself.
The Sully machine. The Sully machine. So, yeah, Shiz, people say. There's everything. Like, if you can... Oh, Shiz college students say. I mean, come on. Because college students are always like, hey, yeah. Oh, man, I'm so drunk. Oh, yeah.
Or just like, because I'm college poor, you know?
Oh, man, I'm broke poor.
What do they say? Like, oh, cup of noodles every night.
Hey, have you gained your freshman 15 yet?
I like to think I haven't. I don't know.
I mean, I keep tricking myself thinking, oh, no, wait, I did weigh this much when I left. So I weigh exactly the same. But then deep down, I'm thinking these pants don't fit anymore.
But then I'm like, I just learned how to do laundry. Obviously, I shrunk them in the wash, right? So that's why they're tighter on me.
That's what the problem is. girls can just get away with everything. All we have to do is like bash our eyelids. You know what?
Just do a little smile.
I don't even think girls get tickets anymore.
From the cops?
Well, girl cops. I've always noticed that too. Girls are just so much meaner than girl guys.
Girl cops are so much meaner, I think.
In general, like girl anything. Like I think, oh, I have a girl teacher. Boo. I have to try really hard. I'm not saying, oh, I get it easier because it's a guy cop or a guy. Like, I'm just saying it's, yeah, I guess I am saying it's easier.
I don't know. Actually, this relates over break. I was with my friend and we were pulled over by the cops and we were doing like nothing wrong, but he pulled us over. And my friend just kind of did the whole act of like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry, like, about to cry.
I cry. No, yeah. I really do cry whenever
and
I get pulled over.
We didn't get a ticket. So, I mean, I guess it works.
Yeah. I mean,
it the works. Sympathy hey. Card.
See, like, think about it. You're a guy, you're driving, a cop pulls you over, you start crying. He calls you a little mofo and tells you to get out, like, yeah, to like, shut up.
Grow
and,
up.
Yeah. Like,
but. People feel sorry for girls.
Well, I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, thank you guys for giving us such an easy life. I mean, even in college, I mean, oh, hi guys, you guys have food? I'm really hungry. I probably shouldn't be saying this because now all my friends that are listening are probably gonna be like, look at this mooch just using her girlness to get around. So, guys, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't really appreciate our friendship. It's just, you know, our friendship's just so, it means so much. I just know that I can get food out of it. There's this awesome, I can't emphasize how awesome it is. The song by Foster the People, it's called Call It What You Want. I mean, sure, if I could choose my own lineup for Coachella, I would probably put Foster the People on that bill, along with the Killers, the Shins, and pretty much every other band on the planet. I mean,
but it's only 3 days.
I mean, I know.
Two weekends,
3 days. I mean, think about it. How awesome would Coachella be if it was like a whole week?
Yeah.
Like just Monday through Sunday and then... Oh, wow. I'm getting ahead of myself. Like, I have any authority. But this is Call It What You Want by Foster the People.
Style.
that was Call It What You Want by Foster the People on their album Torches. You are listening to The Juice Box. You are listening to The Juice Box. I am Aussie with my pal, Kay Sully. She's a spectacle, that Kay Sully. I mean, any guy. To have Kay Sully would be so lucky. So, I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up. You guys can call in and give us some requests on what we're going to do for Kay Sully, because Kay Sully is going to be single and ready to mingle on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
So the station's number is 415-482-3587, and you guys are free to call in and give us any ideas.
Can I give good ideas?
Good
I
ideas.
I won't be bored on Valentine's.
I mean, wait, I just want to clarify something. This isn't prostitution, okay? We're yes. not saying.
I'm talking like flowers.
We're saying.
I like lilies.
I mean.
And chocolates.
I mean, guys, Kay Sully's a spectacle, and we just want to know what she's going to be doing on this wonderful Valentine's. I mean, we don't want her to be alone on this wonderful Valentine's Day, guys. I mean, come on, guys, step up your game. I've always heard that people are too intimidated or whatever because, you know, girls are just so amazing. I mean, I'm so intimidated. Oh, I'm not going to ask this girl out because I'm intimidated. But no, that's why so many attractive girls are just free and loose.
And who wants to be free and loose on Valentine's Day?
So again, guys, Kay Sully needs a date for Valentine's Day. And the station's number is 415-482-3587. It's toll free. And while you guys are thinking of awesome ways to ask my buddy Kay Sully out, we are going to be playing this little doozy by Modest Mouse. It's called Polar Opposites. That was Polar Opposites by Modest Mouse. I kind of want to apologize. I just figured out I don't know how to use the phones. So I know there's just so many callers awaiting for Kay Sully's, you know, hand.
Making me feel bad.
On Valentine's Day. But I don't know how to use the phone. I will learn how to use the phone in a few weeks, hopefully. I just want to thank you guys right now for joining me on my first radio show. This is I am Aussie.
This is your first radio show ever, too, right?
Of the semester.
Of the semester.
Of the semester. Nice. Weren't you going to ask me why my name was Aussie?
Yeah, why is your name Aussie?
Because I'm Aussium. No, I'm just kidding. The real reason is that that's my name. I am Aussie. I don't go by any other name.
It's a nice name.
Yeah, Kay Sully. You remind me of the monster from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I have an uncle named Mike Sullivan.
We will continue this search for Sully's love. Sully's wonderful love on Valentine's Day. I seriously want to know, what are boys out there doing? I mean, you guys are free to join me on Facebook. You guys can like my post or whatever. And I will be promoting my show more, obviously. But I kind of want to know, what are guys doing out there for their ladies on Valentine's Day? Tell me, Kay Sully, what's your most romantic Valentine's Day experience?
I don't know.
Best Valentine's Day.
Best Valentine's, I guess.
Ever. Ever.
Wait,
before you begin, it can't be mediocre.
Can't be mediocre.
It has to be the best Valentine's Day story I've
that
ever
heard.
That has
happened to me.
Okay, then.
I haven't had extravagant Valentine's Day. Try to remember. Well, I know last year I went out with a group of friends, just like all of us girls, but that's not exactly extravagant. Year before that, I had a Valentine's Day date and we made our own meal, our own dinner, and then we made our own apple pie, very American classic dinner date.
Really quick, for those of you who don't know, the Sully over here, she's not from, you know, the city area. She's kind of country. So, I mean, don't go all like, what? When she says, oh yeah, I've been with chickens and
I live
and frolicked on a farm. Yeah.
While
so
I grew up.
This is Country K Sully. I think that's going to be your name now. Country K Sully. So the K, because you're so country, you spell country with a K.
Make it cool. Yeah.
You're
definitely
the K Sully bin. Awesomeness. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead with your comment. Your little tidbit.
No, that's proud. As exciting as it gets. What about you?
My best Valentine's Day? My Valentine was my dad.
Aw.
Actually, I don't have a pinpoint one because they're just all so special. One after another, they just...
Actually, I do remember this one Valentine's Day.
You always have to top me.
I have to. This tops you. I was about 6 and my dad was mine and my sister's Valentine's. I have an older sister, a year older than me, so same age. And he gave us a Mulan pop-up tent. Like, it blew up, so it was like our own personal bouncy house for Valentine's Day. That's probably the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever gotten. But I don't know, it's pretty cool.
You're almost what?
It was like my own bouncy house.
Mulan.
Yeah, like, you know, the
Asian
warrior.
Out of all the Caucasian princesses, you got the Asian princess. I'm just kidding. I'm just hating on your dad because he sounds really awesome right now. Not to be rude, Kay Sully, but I was, while you were talking about your wonderful Valentine's story, I kept streaming. I was streaming online on, you know, just little tidbits. You know, they made a shiz, RAs don't say.
Really?
It's probably one of the best videos ever made. Cause
I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, for those of you who live in Pennefort, Fanjo, Edge Hill, any of those wonderful Meadowlands, any of those wonderful DU campus
places.
Dorms, places, RAs are really, I mean, some of them are really cool. I mean, I love my RA. My RA gets props. Award for best RA out there. I'm not going to give her a name because as much as I would love for all of you guys to know where I live, I don't think that's the safest thing to do. But so I've probably done everything on the shiz RAs, you know, RAs shouldn't say. But I've hung my clothes on sprinklers. You know that kind of makes them activate? Did you know? Hanging
clothes on? You know that
Did you know? Candles? Did you know candles smoke make sprinklers start up?
No.
No, since when?
What else do they say on that?
You know, just crazy college kids partying and their RAs joining them. Wait, isn't that just the dream? That's the dream college. I want to know what college that is so I can go there. I'm just kidding. I love Dominican. So for those of you who are just joining us, this is The Juice Box with Aussie and Sully. Today is the 1st of February.
It is. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Do you know that that's good luck? If you are the first person to say rabbit on the first of the month, you get good luck for the whole month.
Is that a country thing? Is that a country thing?
I don't know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
My teacher used to do it all the time.
All right. Well, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to be playing some Beatles because it's not a radio show without the Beatles playing, guys. The song just makes me so happy.
There are places I remember.
For those of you guys who don't know, this is like one of Kay Sully's favorite songs, so she was singing along and...
good thing you didn't hear.
Yeah, you guys are so lucky I muted that for you. She was all singing in her country voice. I'm just kidding. She doesn't have a country accent. Unless she gets crazy. Then her
I've been told I kind of have a little bit of accent.
I'm told I have like a Spanish accent.
Really? I don't know.
Because I say pizza.
Accents are cool. You do say pizza.
Let's go get some pizza and the pexi with the, what else? The doyas. Los doyas. Okay. Looks like I'll be out soon, but I just want to let you guys know, first show, love the way it went. I love all you guys listening, all you guys Facebooking me. I just want to let you guys know that next week I promise to have better tidbits, little sound bites for all of my little... segments, I guess you could
say. It'll
be
good. Yeah.
It'll be good. So next week, aren't you guys excited? Aren't you guys ready to hear who my hero of the week's going to be? I mean, I don't think anybody's going to beat that.
No one can top an old man punching little kids.
I mean, old men are just adorable in every way. They should be allowed to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, they live long enough.
I mean, if he's punching little kids, what I'm saying is, he's punching little kids because he hates little kids, so...
But think of the mind that those little kids are going to be so disturbed. And then when they grow up to be old men, just like a downward cycle.
I'm sorry. Kay Sully, you're just All right. Well, that's the end of my show. I will see you guys next week from 8 to 9. No, I'm from 7 to 8. Wow, look at that. Don't even know my own time slot. I'm from 7 to 8. This is Aussie signing out with her pal, Kay Sully. It won't be-